It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The COVID-19 vaccine has arrived in Colorado. And now that it's here, doctors tell CPR health reporter John Daly what worries them is misinformation and the people who are hesitant to get the vaccine.
A recent Colorado poll found just 60% of respondents said they'd be willing to take a COVID-19 vaccine. That's below the 70% estimated by medical groups needed to reach broad protection through herd immunity.
CPR's John Daly. Colorado will receive just over 142,000 initial doses of the vaccine. The first Coloradans to get it will be vaccinated this afternoon. The Republican chair of the legislature's bipartisan audit committee has called a special hearing on election integrity. Some fear that hearing tomorrow could end up reinforcing groundless election claims. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Outgoing Republican Representative Lori Sane has convened the hearing. It surprised some Democratic committee members who questioned the reason for it and worry it could amplify baseless claims about widespread voter fraud. Former Secretary of State Republican Wayne Williams plans to testify that the state's election processes are sound.
I want people to know that Colorado's system is designed with a number of precautions to ensure that it's done accurately, and that they should have confidence that their votes are counted accurately.
A state-mandated audit of this year's election in Colorado did not uncover any problems. But President Trump's drumbeat of fraud claims have resonated with some supporters, including a number of Republican state lawmakers. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Parker Arts is fundraising to try to recoup its coronavirus losses. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Like many cultural institutions across the nation, Parker Arts has been hit hard by COVID-19. With their Save a Seat fundraiser, they're looking to make up $2 million in lost revenue they say they've lost. The organization is asking patrons to donate $100 to reserve a chair in its 534-seat auditorium. Donors have snapped up over half the seats so far. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has appointed Eric Blank to the Public Utilities Commission. The Denver Post reports Blank is co-founder of Community Energy Solar. His term would start in January. This is CPR News.